Chapter 3. Humans and Storytelling. You are not welcome until customers like you, and they won't like you until they listen to you, and they won't listen to you if you open your pitch with bulleted copy points of your product's superiority. Luke Sullivan, Hey Whipple, Squeeze This. Like most people, I have loved stories since I was a young child. I remember looking forward to weekends when I could hide in the basement and read comic books and fantasy novels for hours upon hours and escape into the world of great storytellers. However, it was only when I was working on my MFA in screenwriting that I really started to think deeply about the construction of narratives and their roles in our lives. This analytical study has tarnished a bit of the glossy shine off of stories, but it has also given me a much more profound appreciation for the power of engaging narratives. So now, let us dive into the world of storytelling and start to think more about the meaning and role that narratives play in all aspects of our daily lives. The List Tribe versus the Story Tribe. In purely Darwinian evolutionary terms, what purpose might there be in human beings being more receptive to stories than to a list of facts? Well, let's look back at the history of human beings and try to postulate an answer. What if, originally, there were two different types of tribes? Let's call one the story tribe and the other the list tribe. Tony, the leader of the list tribe, turned to his people and said, "Yo, peeps, here is a list of things to do when you see a lion." He went on to articulate the 10 important things to do on his list. At the same time, a few miles away in the jungle, Phil, the story tribe's leader, said, "Hey dudes, did I ever tell you the story about how I evaded a lion when I was young?" He went on to tell his story while all the tribe members listened with rapt attention. Then, members of both tribes went out into the jungle. Eventually, each group bumped into a lion. When this happened, people of the story tribe instantly remembered the story of how their leader evaded the lion, and they mimicked his actions and survived their encounter.